Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in a three-part series, The Ego is the Greatest Enemy, during a discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members during the international gathering on December 6, 2008.
Wisdom is really important, yeah. And ego, we have to cut it. The less ego, the better. Because actually, the more ego, the more mess you make. All my experience in dealing with people, when I see somebody mess up or do something not good or making trouble, this is all the biggest ego in town. And they don't look like that. They don't look like they have big ego until you deal with them. Oh, terrible. And it is a pity because we don't really need this ego. The I that know everything already, the I that is expert in this and specialist in that. And we don't need all that. Because if we don't have them, then we are smarter. We become more intelligent, smarter, really. The only reason I can do many things and good and that you like, everybody likes, is because perhaps I have very little ego or none. I keep checking myself, see if any ego pop up. No. Because if you have ego, then you do this kind of job, you're going to get hurt a lot. Hurt your feeling. So it's better you don't have any. But it's very difficult. One more thing, perhaps the reason that your ego don't go away because you don't have the chance to rub it off with other people, you know? Like nobody check you, nobody fix you, nobody tell you what's wrong with you because you don't do anything with other people. Or else you be in a very high position, you know, outside. In the society, you are boss or some director, manager, whatever. And you are the one who tell everybody what to do all the time. And nobody ever dare talk back at you. That's the problem. To trim the tree is not always good, but to trim ego is good. You know, we are not tree. Now, the tree in my place, I have a lot of olives, yeah. And normally, the people who lived there before, they trim the olive, you know, so short. I don't know why. Like that, they say, save water, maybe, huh? Or what? Anybody who knows about olives, tell me. Olive tree? No farmer here? Yes? Yeah, why do they trim the olive tree short? In the farm, not just for decoration. Why?
Maybe to grow up better.
They grow up better?
Yes.
Grow the better olive or better tree?
The fruits.
The fruit, huh? Ah, that's what I thought. On the contrary, I haven't lived there for a couple of years. We didn't even water them. We didn't trim them. I'm worried that the tree get hurt, you know. I really don't like to trim trees. If I can help it. I let them grow. And, oh, this year, my neighbor told me he has never seen so much olives and so good in all the time he lived there. Long time already, he lived like more than 10 years, you know. And all the olives, he said, my God, so much, so much. We have problem harvesting. We don't have enough people, you know. And we have a machine and we make it ourselves. It's very nice olive oil that we make. It's very famous around here, you know, here also. So it's not that always that you trim the trees is better. I don't trim the olive trees. I let them grow. They grow very fast. No water. God, I haven't been there for a long time. But this year they grow a lot of fruit. Oh, so luscious, look beautiful, and a lot of oil, a lot of oil. Oh my God, so much fruit. So abundant of fruit. The olive tree must feel very happy, you know. And the mountain also, I make sure, you know. Because we don't harm them, you know. Whatever we can avoid, whatever. We don't even cut grass. In spring they grow, and in winter they die, and they become compost. And so we just let it be, you know, they grow by themselves. We plan, we don't cut them, we don't bother. Number one, we don't like to cut anything. Number two, we're busy. Yeah. Busy. Even not busy, don't cut wherever, really not necessary at all. Many places where I live is like that, not just now, you know, long time, many years when I live in other countries, different countries. If in my house, I don't cut anything. Only minimum. When the branches go too much into your walking area, yeah, it might scratch your eye, something, then I ask permission first. And they're okay with it, then we cut. Yeah. Because tree also have some spirit on it, you know? Especially big tree, yeah? Sometimes more than one. We have respect for all things, yes. And in turn, they will protect you also, yeah? People do not know this. Otherwise, trees are very useful to people. You hear the story of Guru Nanak? When he was young, he was sleeping under a tree. Yeah? And the shade of the tree moves together with the sun. Huh? Whenever the sun is there on his face, the tree moves to protect him, protect his face, his body, so it's not too sunny for him. Maybe it is just a legend, but maybe it's true, you know? How else people would imagine such thing, you know? Yeah, it's possible. I'm telling you, it is possible. I remember when we were together a long time ago, me and the resident, we went to retreat in the mountain, very remote, and there's no electricity there. Just a river, you know, the mountain. And we were singing, and we don't have light, you know? And then the fire gone out, you know, no more light, and we're singing and playing. And the moon just stayed there for many hours. It doesn't move. Normally, the moon will go down, you know, with the tide. And many witnesses, I wasn't alone. Many old residents, even the old one, you know, the one that's been with me since the beginning, were all marvel at the moon. You know, and later we said, okay, never mind, we go sleep now and let the moon go to rest. And then she dropped, poop! The moon go very fast, like I dropped, like that. And all this hour, she's just standing there still. Right there where it was, and not moving left, right, down, up, nothing. It seems like a fairy tale, but it was a true story, you know. Many witnessed, and even some residents were there also. At that time, we were poor, you know, we have no money for lamp or nothing, really. We don't have candle, yeah. How you light candle in the open air where the river is? There's always some windy, you know. Because it's between the mountain and where it's like that is always when we cannot do much. And at that time we didn't think of bringing lamp or nothing, you know. We just go around and live anywhere. And the moon really accompanied us for a long time. And one day also I was in Spain. I didn't come back to Spain for a long time. And that was the first day I came back and the moon was round. And suddenly there was a face on the moon, truly the face. And smiling all the time that I was sitting there. I also have witnessed. And there was one assistant, he saw that. In fact, he's the one who pointed to me. He said, Master, the moon is smiling at you. I said, well, really? Because it's normally you don't see the moon smiling. It just has some shadow and all that, but it's not a smiling face. That one is really a smiling face, so nice. And also even the birds, you know, I came back to Spain after a long, long time and suddenly all the seagulls, you know, the white one, they came, I don't know, from anywhere, from the mountains surrounding, suddenly they all came out, singing and flying for a long, long time around us, around my area, the seafront. And then they just flying on the sea like that for a long, long, suddenly they came out, you know, when I came out, they sit there, they all came out and singing and flying for a long time. And then I came inside, then they all disappear again, like nothing happened. Yeah, I also have witness. I have a couple of witnesses for that, yes. Oh, truly, nature is really our friend. If we are their friends, we will know all kind of wonder. There's no miracle, actually. Everything in the universe is a miracle. If you are a miracle, everything becomes a miracle. Now, of course, we don't wish for the moon to stay for hours like that just for sure, but they just did it, you know, voluntarily. Because the moon is also a being, you know? I told you, huh? Yes, moon, sun, earth, they're beings. There are different beings in the universe, no, not just human, eh? Just like we have animals, see, they don't look like us, but they are beings also, you see? So the sun, the moon are different kind of beings as well. So we have to respect them all. Trees also. I'm happy to see you. You know, really, it's not enough that you meditate, huh? You got to be exposed to many situations to grow up, huh? You have to go out and also, you know, react with the reality in order to have more intelligence, yeah? Meditation helps also, but then if you don't have a chance to polish it, then it doesn't work. You capish? Yeah? Now, if anybody at all hurt you, or scold you, or even wrongly accuse you, oh, be thank you for that person. That's good for your humility, actually. You know, even if it's not true, it's also good for you. At that time, you check yourself out, and then you know how much ego you have. You see what I mean? Yeah. If at that time you just think, oh, I'm such a good person, and why does he say like this, and you complaining all day, and then you begin to hate that person, then still no good. Anyway, if somebody correct you in any way, that's really good for you. You learn from that mistake, and you become better, better. But it's difficult, though, huh? Difficult to take scolding, right? Yeah. Okay. Do you have any question, or are you happy?
Happy. I want to thank you, Master.
Why? Welcome. Please tell me.
You know, Dalla, you saved my life and my marriage, and I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm thankful that I could come. But I have a question. Ever since I was a little child, I had a feeling of guilt for most everything.
For guilt?
Yes. Mm. And that I am not worthy to be in this world. My question is, will I ever be free from these negative feelings? Thank you.
Mm. You're welcome. How did I save your life? Begin with that. We begin with the positive things. Make you happy first, okay? And then we deal with your problem. Yeah. Tell me. It's a bad karma, but tell me, how did I save your life? How you credit me with that?
Because when I see you, I saw myself, my own thinking, I think like you.
Yeah? That's how I saved your life?
Yes, because I think that I have searched for my whole life.
Wow. Okay, and save your marriage, how?
Yes.
How did I save your marriage?
I'm not so good in English.
German?
No, I'm from Sweden, but...
Slowly. Talk slowly.
We're not the same. My husband and I, we're not the same. Very different.
Yes.
Not
yes,
the
difference.
Same way.
Yes.
It's very difficult then, but now it's much better.
Uh-huh, understand. That's happened with many other couples. Mm-hmm. Once we are peaceful inside, outside also become peaceful, usually, yeah.
Even my children, my daughter and my son,
yeah, I hear you.
Positive for them too.
More positive?
Yes, you say my daughter too.
Wonderful. I like that. It's cute. Good, good. Okay, now, what is your question? The guilt feeling, huh?
Yes.
The guilty feeling... I think, sometimes from the past life, okay? Past bad karma. So, you still don't feel any better after initiation?
Yes. After meditation, I'm calm and happy, but in the physical life, I'm worried and I feel guilty and all.
What did you do? Maybe when you were young something happened? Or somebody tell you something bad?
My mother.
Your mother told you that you're no good? Okay, I understand. That really is no good. Okay, now, before you meditate, or whenever you remember, you repeat like, I am a child of God. Okay? That's all you tell yourself, nothing else. Because if somebody you trust and look up to and keep telling you that you're no good, of course, when you are a child, you're more impressionable, and that's how you remember it. You see, sometimes parents that don't realize that they have anger outside or with their marriage, and then they put it on the child, and they don't realize how bad and how long-lasting the influence will be. Not every child has the fortune to have encouraging parents. Yes, and your parents had problem with themselves, and they put it on you. Don't take it anymore, okay?
It's very hard to tell that my mother was not welcome to the world. The mistake that I come here.
Oh, of course. But many parents make mistakes like that. But that's not your fault, is it?
Because I come to the world.
Probably she didn't mean that. She didn't mean that, okay? She didn't mean that. Sometimes people, if you have to come to the world, you come to the world. Because many people take pills, you know, contraception? Yes, to avoid children. And the babies still come out. And some people, they calculate timing and all that, the babies still come out. You know, all kind of prevention they took, still the baby come out. So that means you're supposed to come out. Okay? Your mother's still alive?
Yes, she's...
You tell her that?
Too.
But she don't tell you any such thing, did she?
Yes.
She still does?
In August, in this year, it was very, very...
Still tell you now?
I feel it in August.
Still feel it now?
But it's positive now.
Better now?
Yes. I said to her, no, it's not my guilt, it's yours.
Yes. Maybe it's her guilt. Yes.
I can't bear it anymore.
Okay.
But she's sick.
Understand. Probably it's her problem. Yes. You see? Her problem.
She had epilepsy.
Sickness?
Yes. It's epilepsy in the brain.
Okay. So you forgive a sick old woman, okay?
Because it was my fault that she said that it was...
It's your fault?
Well, yes. She said that now when I was a child.
Really?
When she has this epilepsy attack. My fault because
I... No, it cannot be. Even if it's because of you, it's a bad karma with you, okay? There are 2-3 type of people in this world, okay? Some type of people who are very helpful to you, good for you, compatible, okay? And with that person, you accomplish many things, or you feel good, and bring luck to your life, make your life better, okay? And another type of person is no good, no bad, neutral. And another third type of person is harmful to you. And some person have harm and good. You see? There are degree. For example, 100% is a scale, yeah? And some person is good to you, like be 30%, but bad to you, 40%. Some person is bad to you, 30%, and good, 30%. So half-half, you know?
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Join us tomorrow for part 2 of The Ego is the Greatest Enemy, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Healthy Living is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with tranquility and divine love.